Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough behind me. So if you want the sweetest honey, I think hindsight's 1990. Yes, I mean. To pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows Taught Me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Oh, Jess, I thought that I was sitting in on the Dawson's Creek podcast today instead of coming to my normally scheduled program of the Boy Meets World podcast.
Ma'am, you need to learn the basics first. The basics. Yeah, go back to the basics of Boy Meets World. Dawson's Creek is too advanced for you right now, I think.
Yeah. I need to learn how to actually do my notes again since I like anti-notes in the new year.
Exactly.
Notes who? I don't need notes, but no, I need to go back to the basics. Got to go to philosophy class.
Honestly,
no,
sounds like my nightmare for philosophy class. To be your first like college course. Sounds awful. I
not
feel like I would have failed instantly.
Not for Sean. Hey, Jess, do you spell your name J-E-S-S-S or just J-E-S-S?
I don't know that joke works with me because there's not two ways to spell my name.
Actually, however, you know what? It would have been better if you asked me that question.
Yeah. Or I can ask our guest that question. Asia, do you spell your name A-S-I-A like the country or A-Y-S-A-J like your name?
Right? Yeah. Like, you know, I get a variety of spellings. I get A-Y-E-S-H-A. I get at work. A common one is A-S-H-Y-A. When my name is right there.
Asha. It,
you know. Right. Yeah. Like literally to email me, you had to have spelled my name correctly in the email. And then they're like, that can't be it.
Yeah.
I have to spell it a different way when I address you. So it's like,
it's wild. Really like an epidemic, the email thing. Like I get called like Sharon. It's like, how do we even get here?
Adding letters, ma'am. Take them away. I get Jennifer more than you'd think. And I'm like, I mean, you got the first couple letters correct. Like, good on you, I guess.
That's just a pure lack of effort.
Really?
Like, you really just don't care at this point. You know, when I work with people, like, I've been working with them, like, maybe, like, a couple years. And then they're like, hey, Aisha, do you have any input? I'm like,
no.
You know.
Excuse me.
Exactly. It's like. I have literally, anytime I join a call, I'm like, hi, it's Asia. I'm like, and I set the stage, you know? You can't, if you hear me say it, then where,
it's
why
actually
is there any
confusion? Fairly simple name. Like, I understand it's not spelled like, you know, A-S-I-A, but like, it's still spelled like it sounds.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I just have to thank my parents, you know? They just... They had to spell it that way.
Why can't you just call me Jan and call it a day?
Then you get Sherjanned like literally every day.
Correct. That is correct. That's correct.
So we had to invite Asia back on. Asia, how have you been since you last came on the podcast? What's new?
Oh, I've been so good. I, you know, you know, the world that we're in, you have to mm-hmm. make do with what you can. But living in Texas, you know, they're acting like it's 2019 here. So nothing's closed. There's no space between any two people. Mm-hmm. But I'm still trying to do my part. You know,
yeah,
I stay home when I can. I wear my mask. But yeah, I guess the latest would be I'm closing on a house soon.
That's so exciting. So incredible.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You know, this is my, like, right now I live in a house, but I'm renting. And then I just kind of got in this mindset, like, I don't think I could go back to an apartment.
Yeah.
Like, Pepper has a yard. So, you know, I want her to live her best life. So literally when I was looking for a house, that was my number one criteria. Yep. Yard for Pepper. And I found that, and I'm so excited. And so right now that's just all I've been thinking about is preparing for this house.
That's so exciting.
Do you have to buy like all new furniture since like you're living with like a roomie right now?
Hey, thankfully a lot of our shared furniture, I'm just going to buy off of her. We split a lot of it. And she's like, just pay me for it.
Oh, it's so nice that you have like such a good relationship with your roommate, because I feel like that can get really contentious very quickly.
Yeah. You and your roommate's relationship is seriously the best. Like, it seems like
goals.
You two are just two peas in a pod.
It's worked out surprisingly well. Like, we've lived together now for 2.5 years, and it's just like such a good balance. Like, we're always, like, there's no hidden tension. Mm-hmm. If we feel a type of way, we'll say it. So it's been great. I feel like it's been great compromise that we are into the same things. Like, we work out at the same place. Ooh. We both do HelloFresh together. Mm-hmm. So it's been good. We've had a good run. And
now did you? Sorry. Did you find your roommate either by going to the local Chubbies and being like, "Hey, I need a roommate," or was she like a long lost sister?
Right? Those are the only options.
Definitely the latter. Yeah, long lost sister for sure. No, we actually work together. We still work the same. We're coworkers.
And oh my gosh, too. Could not be a better situation, honestly.
I know. Literally right before the pandemic, we started living together. And then the fact that we went virtual, I was like, as an extrovert, I was like, oh my gosh, if I had still lived alone, that would have been miserable. Yeah. But yeah, I live with a coworker. So we get to talk about work all the time. We both work from home. We both have a dog that can play with each other. So it works out.
That's so great.
Noodles and Pepper.
Just iconic duo.
Yeah. Right. You can't eat your noodles without Pepper, you know?
That's true. Exactly. That's true.
Amazing.
I don't know how Fudge, the other dog,
right,
comes into the picture.
Oh, That's dessert.
Dessert. Yeah. Like, after noodles, you have to have dessert.
Exactly.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then you get
the fudge.
Yeah.
Right. Let's talk some Boy Meets World. Today, we are covering season 5, episode 4, Fraternity Row. The air date was October 24th, 1997. Goodness knows what I was doing back then, but probably doing something. Of course, I'm excited because we get like a sprinkling of Greek life, and there is nothing I enjoy more than talking about Greek life. Mm-hmm. And Asia, I know that you were in a sorority, so
yes.
Did you enjoy the small amount of Greek life that we got to see in this?
Right. That's what's so funny. So I was in, or I still am currently in Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. My mom is an AKA, my aunt is an AKA, and then like my bestest friends were like women that were also an AKA with me at University of Texas at Austin. And so it's always so funny watching TV portrayal of sororities and fraternities, because it's so just like, I mean, it's true to some mm-hmm. sororities and fraternities, but then it's just like in the grand scheme of things, it's so different. So I always think it's funny just how it's portrayed, especially how, you know, Eric just made it seem so. It's so easy. Just come up with something.
Just create a fraternity. No problem.
Yeah. You're fine. Oh, the girls will come. The girls will come.
Oh, if only you have the letters, then the girls would come.
Yeah.
Right.
Gosh.
And it's like, it usually like, in when I was in college and a guy was in a fraternity, I'm like, I don't know about you. Like, I feel like I trusted them less.
Asia has standards, okay?
Yeah, we don't want to date fraternity guys.
Right,
we don't want to meet guys at fraternity parties.
Because all they're looking to do is get a bunch of girls in a closet with them, and that's it.
Exactly. Exactly. They think they have this certain level of status. So I'm just like, you're just Chris. Yeah. You know, you're not.
Everybody knows a Chris. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no, I enjoyed this too. I love Jack's form of studying where he's just like sitting out in the hallway in like a lounge beach chair with a beverage and some chips. And he just like waits for girls to walk by. Like, sir, your hallway is fairly short. Like, how often are girls actually walking by?
Right. Like, you literally probably have like 4 apartments near you. Yeah. And so y'all should at least at this point you've seen each other.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. He knows Lisa's name. Oh, you're Lisa from 3B.
Like, the question is, how many girls live in 3B? Because I feel as though that's where that other girl lived. There was a girl that lived there from like the last round. There's new girls that live there every week. I feel as though there's like 20 girls living in the apartment.
It could be one of those college things where it's like you're like 10 girls and you're like, okay, well, we can afford a 3-bedroom apartment. All right. So everybody's going to double up. Like, who knows? Oh. There could be a girl coming out of there every single episode.
I mean, that's why you have to stand out there on the beach chair and waiting for somebody to come out just in case. Like, there might be a new girl that comes out every single day. Who knows?
Right. I mean, and friends, you know, I'll give Jack the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they had some friends over.
That's true. Very social in college. Yeah.
If you do a 4-bedroom, you put a bunk bed, maybe 2 it's bunk true. Beds Ooh. In each room. Yeah. The possibilities are endless.
That poor, it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Eric comes in like this hideous pink dress. Like, this thing is like bright hot.
It's like a prom dress.
And it looked uncomfortable. It looked like it made noises when he walked. You know what I mean? Like that material. Yes. And he's just like, oh yeah, I stopped by a fraternity. I pledged because I wanted to, you know, meet girls. And he paid $200 for that dress in the 1990s.
Yes. What?
Pricey. Oh. That's pricey. That's probably pricier than most girls pay for their formal dress at times.
It's true.
And the fact that like Eric just walked by the Gamma Epsilon fraternity house and somehow got in automatically and then right away got hazed within the first 5 minutes of stepping into the fraternity house, like, it seems a little suspicious.
Right? Standards are low.
Yeah.
The price to get in is just being able, well, maybe not even an able-bodied person, just any person.
Any person that steps foot in the door.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so they have this whole exchange and, like, you know, of course we get the, like, backwards thinking of, like, oh, what are you doing in a dress? You know, you're always going to get those jokes in the 90s shows. But I love that, like, at the very least, Eric is, like, feeling himself in this dress. Like, he is feeling himself. And I appreciated that because I've heard, like, having watched some seasons of Drag Race, I've heard that, like, when you get people into drag, they, like, get this, like, confidence about them. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of the confidence I saw on Eric in this scene. And I did very much appreciate it.
Yeah, I actually just watched my very first ever episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Last Friday.
Oh, what season?
The current season. Oh, okay. The new one. Like, the newest episode. And I've been told by Mari Forth to go back and watch. She told me which seasons I need to watch first and then go back from the beginning. I just haven't started yet, you know.
There's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, the confidence that took over all of these queens as they just like walked, and you couldn't even tell who was who because it's just like they just were able to beat their face and they just looked beautiful. And it does something to you. I mean, when I get my makeup done sometimes, like if I get it done, not when I do it. If I do it, it takes like 5 minutes. I look relatively the same. But when someone else gets done, like I had a photo shoot last year and got my makeup done, I was like, oh, who am I?
Yeah, right? You're just like, ooh, who's she? Just like walking by every mirror, just like double checking. Yeah. Right? That's how I feel like Eric felt in this dress. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would like to think that Eric felt that way looking at himself in that dress. And he wanted to wear the dress again.
Exactly. I loved that aspect of the episode and, like, this storyline. Because, like, they could have gone a different way with it. And they did to an extent with Jack's comments. But, like, I like that Eric's like, don't touch my dress. Like, I want to wear this again, you know?
Right?
It's like, you do you.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah. And then we get Sean coming in and seeing Jack set up with the beach chair. And I think that he is imagining, like, this is what college is like. You just hang out on the beach chair in the hallway. And then another random girl from 3B comes out, Jennifer Crane. And she asks if they live there. And Sean replies, "I do indeedy," which is not... That is not how you're going to get Jennifer Crane from 3B, sir. It's not happening.
Indeedy.
Yes, indeedy.
I'm like, do they even say that in high school?
No. Nobody says that.
I think that he blanked out. Like, I think that he totally lost it. Like, it's been a while since Sean had a date, I feel. I think that he kind of lost his groove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate for him, but apparently that's quote unquote college talk. And she asks if they go to Pembroke. Corey at first tries to out him, which is like not the right move, right, Asia? Like, you're not gonna out your bestie. You have to go along with the lie.
Yes, you do. You have to read the situation, really, because you just as a wingman, you just got to do what that person needs you to do in that moment. And so it was just like, it would have been typical Corey to go ahead and out, because he just tries to be so honest and tries to be so just do the right thing type of guy. So I'm glad he read the situation and didn't totally out him to Jennifer Crane for Sean's sake.
Yeah, yeah, let your boy, like, do his thing. You know, like, I just love Corey's side comments where he's just like, "Oh, great, a relationship starting off with a lie. Wonderful. Right. Bound to succeed."
Yeah, another one.
And this is the only reason Sean even goes to philosophy class, is to literally get with this girl, which is like, oh my gosh, the effort, Sean.
Yes.
My only question is, so, like, she sees the book Introduction to Western Philosophy. Obviously, it was Jack's. However, Jack was not in the philosophy class.
He was probably skipping.
Which, if the way not that Jack. They framed it, if the way that they framed it, too, was like, "Oh, you're an intro to Western philosophy. I'll see you in class tomorrow. I'll save a seat." Are there only one, like, is there one class for Western philosophy?
Because single,
like, oh, are you, you know, this is the professor, what time? So I was like, okay, there's one class. But then for Jack not to be there, I was like, okay, maybe there's not one class and they lucked up. What if they were just talking about two different classes?
And I love maybe. Jack, like, not even noticing his textbook is missing.
No. Now I'm kind of thinking, like, maybe the professor thought, like, he was Jack Hunter, and that's why he didn't question why there was an extra kid in the class. Because that's, like, my another question that I have. Like, when you're in a lecture with, like, 100 to 300 kids, which I've never been in, but I've heard that it happens, then, like, yeah, they're not going to notice an extra seat, like, an extra person. But this class had, like, 20 people in it.
Right. It's intimate.
Like, it's very intimate. So I don't know how, like, he wasn't like, "Who are you? Like, are you even, do you even go here?"
Right. Well, even with Corey showing up later on, he doesn't question.
Doesn't
blink an eye.
No. So now we have them in, where are we? Are we in, like, Feeney's class now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and
they're
like,
Feeney is trying to teach them. Like, he's always trying to teach them. He has to turn to Topanga for every question, because everybody else apparently is very hopeless. Obviously, I love the quip of, like, Topanga's gotten the last 10 questions correct.
Yeah.
And then she's like, he goes to Corey, and Topanga's like, "He won't know that one." And she's like, 11 out of 11, Feeney, I don't know the answer. Meanwhile, like, Sean is clipping coupons for, like, Christmas presents, which... we're still, like, a decent ways away from Christmas at this point, I think. Like, at least, like, you know, in Boy Meets World land. So he's really getting ahead of his Christmas shopping.
A planner. We love a planner. But I have a question. What? So the question that Feeney wrote on the chalkboard was, "Where are you from?" What is, he said, "What's wrong with this sentence?"
What's
what
wrong
is wrong with that sentence?
I don't know.
I thought the same thing, Asia. I was sitting there like, is there punctuation missing? Like, I was analyzing this again. I was like, how does Topanga know the answer?
Right.
I'm like, I don't. don't know the answer. I'm older than Topanga. I should know. I felt dumb, too. I was like, there's something
obvious. Weren't you an English major, Jess?
I was, but it wasn't a punctuation thing. Where are you from? Unless there's not the question mark at the end of the sentence. And the thing is Feeney is teaching, like, he's like, oh, this is back to basics. Like, he's trying to teach, which is, like, what we get into with Sean's whole thing, right? It's like, yeah, maybe he understands philosophy, like, at a base level, but he doesn't know the basics of, like, writing an essay and structure and all of that and sourcing and everything. So I have no idea how this is back to basics. I don't know how this question relates to this.
I was like, maybe think of it deeper. Like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Dallas, Texas. And then it's like, no, where are you really from? Oh, okay, yeah, I did ancestry DNA, so I know, you know, parts of this, parts of that. Yeah, I was
like, maybe. Is it like another philosophy question? Like, it doesn't matter, like, where you're from, it matters where you're going. Like, maybe that's what it is. Maybe. Like, maybe we have to think, like, outside of the box.
I don't know. I'm just like, why am I so puzzled? I literally graduated high school like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
What? Where's the disconnect?
That's how I felt like, too. I was like, I feel really stupid watching this and not knowing what the issue is.
Right. Maybe they want you to use like apostrophe R-E, like maybe like where are you from is a little too formal. I don't know. I honestly, I could not answer the question.
Nope.
I was an art major and I didn't even get into Pembroke. So,
right. Yeah.
I love how Sean is clipping his coupons because now he lives in an apartment, so we have to save where we can.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. But he, like, isn't paying attention in class, and Feeney's obviously, like, very frustrated with him because I feel like the entire show has been, like, it's worked on Corey, I think. Like, Corey seems to be doing at least semi-decently in school and, like, has a shot at getting into college, whereas Sean is just, like, completely slacking off in his senior year. And Feeney's like, this is the final year. Like, this matters. If you have any shot at getting into college, you need to, like, work for it. And Sean's just like, I'm not going to college. I don't need to work.
Yeah,
he's following the path of Eric. He needs to go on the Eric Matthews crash course to get into college.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's like Feeney needs to understand you can't help someone who doesn't want to be helped. And well, I feel like Corey should understand that as well. But they just care so much about him so that they can't help themselves. So I'm glad that Sean has these people in his life because. Yeah. Things could have turned out so differently for Sean if he didn't have these people, like, you know, like on Mean Girls, you know, they're pushers, you know, they're going to push him. So,
yeah. Asia, do you think that Corey has any chance into getting into Stanford? Because he's applying there and I feel like it's just so unrealistic.
Right. It's always been like Topanga is so smart, right? She for sure has a chance. But then it's like Corey is that average student. Like he's going to make good grades, but he's not going to make great grades. Like he's going to excel in the average way.
Yes. Yeah. Who told Corey to reach for the stars and go for Stanford? I'm so confused by this one thing. So Feeney gets on Sean's case. You have to apply yourself. How do you think you're going to make it into college or make it in college? And Sean says, I don't. Corey expresses his worry about Sean because he wants to do something for him. And there's Feeney basically says, like, I've been trying for 4 years and what can I do for him? Which I think is BS because he, like, went out of his way in an obsessive way to help Eric. Did he, like, lose all of his steam, Jess? Like, does he have no more passion
I think to helping, like,
students?
To be fair, I think he did try and try with Eric. But Eric was less aggressive about, like, his lack of interest in going to college. Mm-hmm. And I think more just, like, nonchalant. Like, he was more, like, down on himself in terms of, like, oh, I don't think I can get in, more than Sean is just like, nope, not going, not happening. And I feel like there's an attitude difference there, maybe. Also could just be that Feeney feels closer to Eric because, like, the proximity next door and everything. But you're probably right. He probably is a bit worn down. I mean, how many kids has he had these same conversations with over the years, you know? He's just tired of it, Asia.
Yeah, it's just like Sean is just, like, intentionally defiant. Whereas, yes. like you said, Eric is just, it. There's not that much effort, you know, with Eric, because it's just like nonchalant. Yes, I'm going to try. I'm yeah. going to push him. But it's like, okay, since Eric's not resisting, like intentionally resisting, then it's okay. It doesn't feel as much like as much of a work. You yeah. know, it feels like a walk in the park as opposed to like you're sprinting like 2 miles, right? But then with Sean, he's actually going against him. It's like you feel like you're going against like a force. And Feeny's tired.
Yeah. Just tired.
I would be tired too. Then retire, Feeny. What can I say? You gotta try hard with all your students. Our next scene is Eric is handing out flyers for his fraternity party. And at first we're like, oh, this is like another hazing ritual. Like, this is what he has to do for the fraternity. But turns out he has already quit the fraternity and has started his own fraternity. And he claims that he's the head cheese. I don't know if that is a accurate term or a position that you can take within the Greek system. Just guessing.
Right. It'd be more like the president, any title.
Founder.
Yeah, that it's solid. But that's what gets me. Like, at this point, we don't even know a name. So what's on the flyer?
Apparently Jack's name and his name and their apartment information. And yeah. that's it.
Jack and Eric.
Yeah. Singles only and no children. All the children go to the fraternity parties at Pembroke.
So I'm like, do they really? Is that necessary to say? Like, I guess so. But like, dang, if they need to put that on the flyer.
And singles only, that's like very like exclusive.
Well, because right. they want is single girls to like hang out with. So that's the whole impetus of this entire situation. So yeah, I love how like Jack is like, I don't want to be included in this. And then of course he gets roped into it because the fake dean that we don't actually like because the nice dean comes later. he's onto their little tricks. And he just seems like honestly no fun.
No. None at all.
No, it's very it reminds me a lot of Greek, the show Greek, mm-hmm. when like the dean of that show.
I love that show.
Oh, love that show. Yes. The dean of that show hated Capitao, and it was very this, like, hey you Capitao brothers, like don't run that party. I'm going to crash that party. It was very right. that. So, he's like, why are you in my quote unquote college hallway? If they're college students, then they can be in the college hallway. But he doesn't yeah. like that they're soliciting and passing out flyers. And they say we're having our fraternity party and we're founding members. And he's like, I've never heard of this fraternity. What's your fraternity called? And it is... somebody was wearing a Magnum PI shirt, and they say Magnum Pi.
It could be worse, to be honest. Like, it could be so much worse.
Yeah.
The only issue is that Magnum is not a Greek letter.
This is how he got them. This is how he knew.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I was like, okay, if he or Dean, you know Greek life. I was like, he could have easily just called him out right then and there. Like,
yeah.
Not a Greek letter.
No, but he wanted yeah. to meet the love boat guys. So he was like, I'm going to go along with this ruse.
Asia, did you have to memorize the Greek alphabet just for your own educational purposes and not because you were told or asked to?
For my own educational purposes, I know the Greek alphabet. Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Magnum Pi, the great fraternity, started at the University of Hawaii. And and that's their founding chapter.
Right? It's like, was he just thinking of like, let me just think of something far, far away. Mm-hmm. Hawaii.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Gosh. So they're gonna try to pull off this ruse with the whole dean and not get caught, which of course they're going to, because it's Eric. Like, Eric is always gonna get caught literally everything he tries to pull.
Yeah, he's yeah. not very sneaky.
He's not that savvy.
Not at all.
So Feeny is on a warpath because Sean is cutting classes. So Corey has decided that he needs to write a note from his parents, which Feeny would know better that, like, no one has seen Verna or Chet in, like, right? 500 right? days. And he asked Topanga, how do you spell Sean's name? Is it S-H-A-W-N or S-E-A-N? Which is very alarming that you don't know how to right. spell your best friend's name.
He forgot a third way. There's also a S-H-A-U-N.
But still, like, how do you not know how to spell your best friend's name? You've been best friends since, like, according to the show, you were, like, five. And you don't know how to spell your best friend's name?
Because I'm thinking, okay, in what – I'm trying to give Corey the benefit of the doubt. In what in 1997, granted, I was – so at that time, I was 5 years old, right? Technology wasn't that – technology was just not where it is today, obviously.
Yeah.
What context would he have seen Sean's name? Because if Sean's doing – Sean's not doing homework, right? So he wouldn't be writing his name at the top of a paper.
I feel right. like it okay. would be like passing notes and be like, hey, Sean, blah, blah, blah.
Boys don't pass notes. Oh. We've market researched this. Apparently, like, they don't pass notes. And I've asked about this and I was like, okay, but, like, how do you communicate with your friends during class? And they say that they talk at lunch. Weirdos.
What if you have something like that's an emergency?
Apparently, then you would tell them, like, in the halls, like, boys don't pass notes. They have no interest.
This sounds like a farce to me.
I've asked. We've asked many a men, and they don't pass notes.
They're missing out, I think.
And also, Asia, I would say, like, birthday invitations, but you know he had no birthdays.
Yeah. He would have just showed up, like, they told each other what was happening and he came. Yeah. So it was just like, he's not reading Sean's mail.
Yeah. School you know, rosters Sean's not reading. Or right. yearbooks.
Yearbooks. Yep. Yearbooks. But is Corey looking at Sean's name in the yearbook or is he staring at Topanga's picture?
Staring at Topanga's picture all day.
You know?
It's true. And so I feel like a lot of times you're more just like a like, oh, like, hey, have a good summer. Like, you're not, like, writing, like, dear Sean, you know? Yeah. Like, it's probably more casual. Although with Corey, I do feel like he might make it less casual. He would write, like, the whole page because it's Corey.
Right. He would take up, like, two pages.
It's Corey.
Does anybody have any hot takes? Like, what's the better spelling of Sean versus Sean versus Sean?
Oh,
I prefer the way Sean Hunter spells it. I think it makes the most sense because the S-E-A-N is what, like the Irish, like the, the Celtic way or something like that. I like Sean Hunter. I like the way he spells it.
Yeah, I feel like Sean, the way he spelled it, that was my first exposure to a Sean.
Yes.
And then like growing up in school, I saw mostly S-E-A-N. And then I had a coworker whose name was S-H-A-U-N, and I was spelling it S-H-A-W-N for the longest. And I was like, what? And so I'm guilty of, what people do to me. You know, I think it was one of those things where my brain saw, I can't remember what it's called, that thing that, like, it tricks you into the concept, you know.
Yeah.
Let's pretend we're in philosophy class. It's that thing that tricks you into thinking something was always that way.
Yes. Like you're I've always been doing this, so it must be the right way.
Right. Yeah. And so I thought I've always just seen it with the W. But yeah, no, there is you. But yeah, I would say my preference is with the H and the W.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I don't even think I know any Sean's with a I don't think let me just stop. I don't think I know any Sean's.
But I don't know any Sean's.
Yeah, yeah. But I definitely don't know any Sean's S-E-A-N, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually have met a Sean that was S-E-U-N.
S-E-U-N.
Oh, that's that very interesting different. Spelling. Oh my gosh, getting real creative.
Right?
Yeah. I mean that's pretty good. That's pretty good. basically Feeny's like, where is Sean? And Corey is silent. He, like usual, has Sean's back and is very loyal to him. Meanwhile, Sean has arrived at philosophy class and Jennifer saved him a seat. And Sean wants to sit in the back, but Jennifer wants to sit in the front, which is like a big dilemma. Of course, Sean does not want to sit in the front, but there he is. up in the front. This professor, his name is Professor Michaels, played by Julius Carey. Funnily enough, the same exact actor that plays Angela's dad later in the season.
However, that's where I recognize him from.
Yeah, however, they claim that it's not the same person.
They love to do stuff like that.
It's like, do you think that I'm not going to recognize him? This dude has like the most commanding presence in the galaxy. Mm-hmm. And you think I'm not going to catch on to that?
Yep, we're on to your tricks.
Yeah, right. So this is there. He talks about philosophy paradoxes. And the question is, a hungry dog is placed an equal distance between two bowls containing equal amounts of food. Which does he choose? So we have Winston to your left. We have Pepper to your right. We have four bowls. Which bowls does Winston and Pepper go to?
Whichever Winston sees first is the bowl he's going to. Honestly, as long as they have the same food in them, he's going to whatever one he sees first.
Yeah, Pepper is going to sit there and wonder, why do you have food in front of me and not a toy? So it's so odd. She's so toy motivated. Wow. You give her a treat. It's like when we go to pet stores. And it's like those friendly pet stores where the owners like come out and try to like, oh, hi. And they'll can I give her a treat? I'm like, you can try. She's not going to eat. They give her a treat. She literally spits it out on the ground.
It's like, give her a free toy. She'll love that.
Oh, she loves, like, if you saw the toy chest we have with all the Pepper, like if you take one out, she's going to play with every single one. But treats, ugh.
Yeah. My one dog is definitely... Belle is food motivated, but she loves her balls, which is like a new development. Like, she's 10 years old, and I didn't know that she liked balls until this year. So now she's like ball crazy, which is adorable because she's like, she comes home, comes back from walks, and is like all over her balls. It's really cute. And then Oliver is definitely toy motivated, but he's food motivated too.
Nice balance.
Yeah, it's a nice balance.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, but I love how, like, Sean accidentally stumbles upon, like, the correct answer here. And, like, most of the time where he's just like, you're not going to let yourself starve. You're going to eat. Like, you're not going to die because you can't make a choice.
He's like, oh, and that's the will to live. That's the predominant human trait. Like, oh, okay, yeah.
Why do we think that Sean is so good at philosophy? Is it because, like, he's not, like, a complex thinker in a way? Like, he sees things more in black and white, and he doesn't, like, stress out about all, like, the tiny details of life?
I think so. I think he's very street smart, and so he's going to go to a logical conclusion. Like, he is not, like, the book smart individual, like the girl who's like, oh, it's this thing. Like, it's on page 25 of the textbook. Like, the person will die without choosing. He's like, no, dadoy, people are going to eat. Like, I think that's why he's probably so good at it, is he goes to the straightforward answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting with philosophy, because I had one friend in college majored in philosophy, and I never knew what he was studying. Like, I just like, what? I mean, and if it truly is that, it's like, yeah, if you're just streets, it's all about the just having original thoughts. Or not even original thoughts, just maybe not even common thoughts either, but just being able to think. I think Sean is able to do that. He's had to think through how to get through his life because of his circumstances. It's not like things you learn, like textbook definitions of certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah, the professor calls out non-linear thinking is what Sean is doing. And he's kind of specializing in the Schopenhauer theory. No clue what that is. Didn't take philosophy in college, so I can't speak on that. But apparently it's graduate level, so very impressive.
Right.
Yeah. And then also we get the fact that, like, the professor also liked the fact that, like, Sean realizes that there is no free life, free will in life. He doesn't really have a choice. He's just told to do stuff and has to do it.
Yeah.
So, the next scene we get Sean working on a paper, and Corey's like, "Hey there, Shawnee, like working on Feeny's paper," and he's working on a homework project for a class that he's not even in.
This is so ridiculous. Like, you're not going to get grades, Sean. Like, I don't understand why the teacher even graded his paper. Like, wasn't he like, how am I going to log this? This student isn't in my class. Like, it's ridiculous.
And why is he there at school? Like, you're not going
to
go.
This is the biggest question, Asia.
Right? He's sitting in the hallway doing this.
Yes. So Sean thinks it's necessary to still go to school, to be physically at high school. However, he does not think it's appropriate for himself to go to actual class. Right. So does he just, like, he goes to homeroom and then spends the rest of the day in the hallway in the senior lounge?
That's it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Is no one walking through the hallways like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you not in class? Like, there's no accountability. Like, hall passes were a thing, I'm sure.
So, yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, if you're going to cut class, Sean, then don't go to school.
Commit. Cut class.
Commit
right?
Fully. Yeah. Commit fully. Go to the college library at Pembroke and just do your paper there.
Yeah, because he's essentially just like spitting in Feeny's face even like more for being like, I'm going to be here but not be in your class. And it's so ridiculous that he tells Corey, he's like, I don't need high school. I'm already in college. It's like, bro, do you understand? Like, you have to like apply and get in and actually be on, you know, the actual like attendance list for college. Like,
it's just Sean logic.
It is. This is.
I mean, okay, hold on. Let's think about this. If you just show up to classes and like go, you physically, on your resume, you're like, I went to Pembroke. I went. I was there. I went to these classes. Mm-hmm. I was physically there.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, I guess you do put on your resume what year that you graduated. But still, you can still say, like, I went to Pembroke University at your job interview. And it's not a lie. You were physically there. You attended the same philosophy class over and over again every semester.
It's ridiculous.
Because, like, in Sean's head, what's his next steps? Okay, you take philosophy class. That goes great, right? You do that this semester. You just pick another class next semester?
The thing is he's not even thinking that far in advance, you know? Yeah. Like, he's just like, this is what's going to happen. And, of course, like, this is after this, right, is when they go to when we're in Feeny's class. And he, like, poor Corey and Topanga really get, like, not great results from covering for Sean again. Like, the whole class now is writing a stupid paper because they can't lie for Sean anymore. It's like, my gosh.
Corey last season or the season before told Sean, I'm not covering for you anymore. And he really should have stuck to that thought.
Then.
Because covering for Sean has never boded well for him. He either has gotten in trouble with his family or Feeny or whomever. But he continues to do it because he's the most loyal friend in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody has to write a 2-page paper. And I'm going to tell you, not even if you buy me my chicken nuggets and fries, that will still not make up for the fact that I have to write a 2-page paper.
Correct. And what's their obsession with states? That it's like they're not even thinking, okay, let me think of a different country. They're thinking of just states that aren't like on the mainland because – like, he says that Sean is in Alaska. So we've gone from, you know, thinking of Hawaii to thinking of Alaska.
So they don't have enough of an education to know anywhere else, I think. It's like, stay in school, kids.
Senior year of high school,
Yeah, so, like, so then everybody finally gives up Sean, and he's in the hallway. So Feeny goes out to confront him, and he's like, listen, like, I understand you're writing a college essay. You need to be in class. Like, you need to know the basics first. And Sean is like, no. And Feeny suspends Sean, which is, like, kind of a big deal. Like, this doesn't happen a lot where someone actually gets suspended. And, of course, Corey's, like, very upset. But Sean's like, oh, okay. And he's like, get out of here. That means you can't even do your college courses in the hallway anymore, Sean. Go do them at home.
And Corey's like, But it's Sean. Yeah, Sean can't just go doing whatever he wants and think that's fine. That's called
nepotism, Corey, and that's not allowed, you know?
Right. I don't think that they learned that word.
They didn't. They don't know that word. Yeah.
You don't know the basics. You don't know nepotism.
Yeah.
You don't know it.
Yeah.
That's a college level course, a graduate level word.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So we get Jack in a dress, in the red dress. He decided if he's going to pretend to be in a fraternity, he might as well be in a real fraternity. So now he's pledging Omega, and has to wear the dress.
Yeah, he's hazed.
For their own reason, not because they were told or asked to.
Right, right.
Because hazing is not real. Yep. So, yes.
What's Eric with the dresses? Why is that the thing? There's nothing else?
The only fraternities that I knew of in school, they wanted to run laps like at like 5 a.m. in the morning on the green.
Oh,
yeah, because they wanted to.
And you know they were drinking the night before, so it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
for their own health.
Yeah, for their own health.
For their own. Yeah,
it's a little brothers bit of light exercise that in the morning.
Workout, stay together. Yeah. That's what I've always heard.
Yes.
So yeah, apparently Eric thinks that the dean loves him because he's convinced that he has a relationship with the dean, like he does with Feeny. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not happening. So the dean winds up coming and he says, I have a niece at the University of Hawaii in Oahu, and she has no knowledge of Magnum Pi, which is nobody not making the connection that it's like Magnum P.I. Like it's a television show, which, by the way, the reboot has a real hold on my fiance. He loves that show. He watches it every week.
I've never watched
it. I have never seen. Yeah, me neither.
I don't know what. Okay. Like, it's like, I think that it's a P.I. dude that is in Hawaii and they like solve crimes. But it's like, I want to know, since when is there so much crime in Hawaii? Like, every single week, there's crime in Hawaii. Like, I thought people in Hawaii were pretty chill.
Well, to be honest, this is actually the very moment that I just made the connection that the Magnum P.I. on the shirt was in Hawaii. And that's why Sean, or that's why Eric said Hawaii. I did not get that.
Well, it's either. Because you're not forced to watch Magnum P.I. every
true.
Week.
That's true.
That's why.
True against you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I watch it like every week. That in Hawaii 5-0. My fiance loves like true crime P.I. shows. That take place in Hawaii.
It's such a specific market. Yeah.
Yeah, it's his bread and butter. So he's like, oh, we don't have a Oahu chapter. We are very big in a, and he uses like a phrase that is very not Hawaiian. And I'm sure that the Hawaiians do not appreciate it. They are funded by alumni. And apparently they have famous celebrity alumni. And they claim, Jack claims, the lie that he comes up with is that their famous celebrity alumni are Ted Lang and Bernie Kopel from The Love Boat.
Right. Yeah, I feel like this joke like probably would have been like slightly funnier in the 90s because like, mm-hmm. I mean like, old people in the 90s watched The Love Boat. Like, definitely nobody now is, like, referencing The Love Boat anymore. So I was like, when these two dudes walk in later, I'm like, literally put them in a lineup of people couldn't have told you they were famous.
Right. Like, yeah, I have never seen. It's a series or a movie?
I think it's a show.
It's a TV show.
Okay. Yeah. See, I have never seen an episode, a moment, a second of The Love Boat. But yeah, at that time, it's probably like, oh my gosh, so cool.
Yeah. I think it was. Like, and I think as a child when I was watching this, like, I didn't know who these people were. But because people seemed excited that they were there.
Yeah.
I, as a kid, was like, this is so cool. Like, the Love Boat people are here. It's like, I never watched the Love Boat. I did watch Gilligan's Island. Now, if the Gilligan's Island people were there, then I would have been like, oh, celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, the dean is a big fan of Love Boat, and he's going to attend the fraternity party. And there we go. Ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, but that's what we get.
Right. It's like, in what world is the dean showing up in? Like, I'm assuming this is like, this is an off-campus apartment, right?
Like, it has to be like an off-campus housing. Why is the dean showing up to this random student's house? And then on top of that, it's like, you don't want to give off the air that you're like obsessed with Eric and actually have an interest in these kids, but you are pulling a Feeny because you're like up their butts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's like the wannabe Feeny, and like, he sucks at it. Like, he's not a good diet Feeny, you know?
He can never be Feeny.
He's not a good store brand Feeny.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
We're back in philosophy class, and Sean is like holding court and talking to everybody about, like, I don't know.
He's like, oh my god, I learned so much about philosophy last night. Like, wait till I got some wisdom on you.
Yeah, and like, you can't appreciate it unless you read in the original German text.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah. So then we get the Corey comes in. He's there to try to lure Sean back. And I think it's funny how, like, he asks Corey, and Corey does what he thinks is essentially what Sean's doing. He's just like throwing out BS. Yeah. And this sets the professor off in like a real tizzy.
I love this, like, moment where he's just getting reamed out by the professor because he has no idea what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, that's bull. This is what happens. Like, people think that they can just throw out cliches and I'm supposed to be impressed. Well, I'm not. And he's like, I'm just frustrated because I don't even know how any of you even got into college. And then he's like, and in that's talking to that fact, I'm going to hand out your papers. And he hands out their papers. And the paper, we've never seen Sean Asia work on a paper in our lives. And he worked on this paper all school day, and he gets an F on this damn paper.
And I just was like, okay, how bad was it? Like, okay, if he had some of the thoughts that were like interesting enough for the professor to think he is legit a college student, but for us to later find out from Feeny that the paper was one sentence,
like one giant, whole sentence, run-on sentence.
It makes sense that he got an F. Like, even if his ideas, he has like a good thread of an idea or a solid like thesis, if the rest of your paper is crap because it's not coherent at all, because I don't know, you haven't learned the basics because you didn't finish high school. Like, of course you're not going to do well. I do like the result of this episode. Like, I think it's like, it's fine. It's an okay episode. But I like the result of like, yeah, you can't just all of a sudden be really good in college writing an essay if you didn't learn how to properly structure an essay, how to cite your sources, how to do a lot of the like menial, not fun things you have to learn. Like, yeah, he loves philosophy, but if he doesn't understand how to write an essay, no one's going to understand what you're thinking, what you're philosophizing.
Go back to school. How did you even get into college, Jessica?
I didn't.
I will say, there is one workaround to all of this. Just get yourself a college boyfriend who edits and updates all of your papers
God.
And then you'll be fine.
Right? No.
Yeah, he didn't even, that wasn't even a thought on Sean's mind of like, let me get someone to proofread this before I turn it in.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, I got this. And so, yeah, I love that this was so realistic. And it taught people a lesson. Don't just think you can do things just because for a split moment. You know, I can go outside and throw a football and someone could catch it. And I can't start thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to be on a team.
Yeah.
I'm an NFL baby.
Right.
Which reminds me, Jessica, why do we even have a podcast? Just because we own microphones doesn't mean that we should be here.
This is a true story. It's
like we went on to freaking Target.com and ordered ourselves some microphones.
Just because you own microphones does not mean you should start a podcast.
Y'all got to remember the basics.
We got to remember the basics.
Oh, how dare us. To this whole time.
But why did I do that like a couple weeks ago?
Good. This is why another good tip for podcasting. Always have a backup.
Always have a backup. Always have a backup. Yeah, that's just the basics.
Yeah.
You can't come on here. Yeah. You got to go to podcast school.
That's hilarious because I specifically remember one time I was doing a morning update with Taryn for Big Brother, and literally it was probably, I don't know, I had done a few at that point, so I thought, okay, I'm killing it. I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And then finish it, and I never listened back, but this one time I was like, let me listen back to a little bit of it. My whole audio was coming from my computer and not my mic. I was like, what am I?
Someone tell me.
I know. I was like, you know, I've never done it again. I always check now.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I'm not killing it. I need to. Yeah, exactly. I was like, I need to be on top of this. What? Why did I get so relaxed?
To the best of us.
I've done it before, and I've been in like a full depression when it happened.
Yeah. And honestly, your audio didn't even sound that bad.
I thought, no, it really did. I was like, Jessica, I can't even listen to it. I was like, I can't even listen to it.
On a scale of like zero to tragic, like Sarah was at full tragedy and I was at like a six. I was like, honestly, yeah. Fine.
No, I like went into like a big funk for like a week and a half over this damn thing. Okay, let's move forward. Let's move forward. So we are at the college party. Oh, well, actually, Sean's like really upset because he's like, I don't belong in high school. I don't belong in college. I don't belong anywhere.
Yeah, he has a full freak out. And I love Corey trying to leave too, and the professor like stopping him.
You, Schopenhauer, me leaving.
Right.
So we get the party. The party is raging, and the girls are being lured to the closet. I don't know why.
They're going to the closet. Girls, leave. Leave immediately. Don't go to the closet.
Yeah. Okay. Is that like spin the bottle or like what happens?
It's like
in a
combo
closet?
Of like 7 minutes in heaven, but like times 10.
Right. Just don't go to the closet. Yeah. You don't have to go. But thank goodness the girls didn't have to go to the closet because the dean comes to the college party and says, "Freeze. You don't think I'm a clown, do you?" He's like, "I know that there's no Magnum Pie." And he's like, I was really excited to meet the Love Boat people. And then Jack says, "Guess what? I'm not scared because here's the Love Boat people now." Yeah. How did he pull this off?
His dad's rich. I feel like they have connections somehow.
Okay.
He specifically mentioned those guys from the Love Boat. It's because he was like long gaming it. Playing the long game where he's like, I could always bring them, you know?
Yeah, it's like Cameo, but in person. Because I did mention how they were getting paid.
That's Cameo in person. How much is it? Do you think it costs to get any of the Big Brother people to come to your party?
Right.
Actually, this reminds me. So when I worked in the city for my ex boss, she actually like rented/paid one of the Drag Race people to come to her daughter's birthday party.
Whoa!
And it happened.
But you have no idea how much it was.
I can't remember. It was through like a charity thing, but it was supposed to be like take ice lessons with like Drag Race superstar blank. And like instead of taking ice lessons, she was like, can you come to my daughter's birthday party?
Sure.
She put money in for this charity event. So it was X amount of dollars, but it's definitely not what they anticipated on doing.
Yeah. I feel like Big Brother people will probably want you to pay for their flight, pay for their hotel. So yeah, no.
Yeah. But pricey. These guys, they're like, they're just like, oh, hi, friend. Yeah. He's like, what? Just because you think they showed up, like I'm going to be like less harsh on you? No. He's like, okay, well, you're going to be shut down tomorrow morning. But come on, Ted and Bernie, we're going to hang out. You're going to go meet my mom. It's like,
all right.
Oh, my God.
It's just like Capitao.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved he was saying, all I've realized is, like, I was drunk when I hired the dean of admissions. Not going to lie, that one kind of went over my head at first, and I was like, oh, because they got into the school. Got it.
Aisha, I don't blame you. It's because this dean sucks, and he's not funny, and I don't like talking to him or talking about him.
Yeah.
I don't even want his jokes. So Eric and Jack are like, you know what? Tonight we are open for business. Tomorrow we close. So let's party it up. Ladies, let's go to the closet. And then the ladies go to the closet. They should stay away from the closet.
Ladies,
how big is this closet?
It can't be that big. Like, it's not a huge party. Right. They're not all going to fit. Were they taking turns now?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
My question is, like, couldn't this have all been avoided if they just, hey, I'm having a party in my apartment? Why put it under the guise of being a fraternity party? Just, hey, we're having a good time.
Exactly. Because the girls don't want to go to the fraternity party, but they think that they do. Amy and Alan just came back from their local yogurt shop named Glaciers.
Yeah, hey, Feeny, do you want some yogurt? Like, is this a, I hope it's frozen yogurt.
I think it has to be. It's called Glaciers. It has to be.
Okay, because otherwise, like, don't offer a man yogurt. Like, what a weird thing to offer someone.
Yeah, I don't want it, and I don't want any frozen yogurt you've traveled with. It's not like it was around the corner. Like, it had to journey.
I feel like it's like a 16 Handles type of place where you get to choose your toppings. Like, you don't know what Feeny likes. What if he's allergic to something?
Yeah, allergic to nuts. Yeah. That's why I don't understand why people order Froyo from, like, Seamless or, like, Grubhub. It's like, your Froyo is going to be melted by the time it gets to you. What are you thinking? Fully on board
with this, It's ridiculous. But yeah, so then we have like, so then of course Corey wants to go talk to Feeny about Sean's suspension, but Sean is just like, comes back and he's just like, you know what? Like, I deserved it. Like, I was a jerk, you know, like, I'm not even good enough to be in college. Like, look, this F, blah, blah, blah. And he hands the essay over to Feeny, and Feeny, being the kind and gentle soul that he is, he reads the essay and he's just like, yeah, well, it's an entire sentence, Sean. It's one sentence, and you need to know. He's like you have good potential. Like, I don't even know this much about, what's the guy's name again, Sarah? You had the name
Schopenhauer,
but you just need structure, like, and this is what I can teach you. Right. I love this moment. Like, I feel like a lot of the Sean Feeny moments are really worth it, because I don't know, a lot of us are Sean's in school and not Corey's or not Topanga's. And to see a teacher or a principal willing to take a chance on a kid who, like, you know, hasn't had an easy life and, like, doesn't always think the best of himself and therefore doesn't try because he doesn't think it's even worth trying. Mm-hmm. I like that Feeny is always willing to, like, offer a hand, no matter how many times Sean is just, like, blows him off, Aisha. He's always willing to go back and be like, I will teach you. If you let me, I will teach you.
And even with Feeny saying, like, this is clearly college level, you could tell how much Sean respects Feeny and values what he says. Yes. Because, like, Feeny saying that alone made Sean feel, have some hope and realize, you know what, maybe I should finish high school so that I could go to college. That's all it took was Feeny to validate him, even in the slightest.
Yeah, and it's because he's a type of kid that's never really heard it before. So when he does get that affirmation, it really means a lot to him.
Yeah.
Probably more than Topanga hearing, like, you got the right answer for the 11th time in the day.
Right.
So I'm glad that Feeny came around and actually wanted to help and encourage Sean. And he, what does he get? He doesn't get this paper graded, but he does say that I am going to throw in a little Schopenhauer for you. And he says, I don't know as much as you do, but I'm willing to learn, which is probably also very encouraging for Sean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that. I love this moment.
Yeah.
Now, did you love the end scene when the Love Boat guys were hanging out in the Matthews kitchen? being force-fed Matthew's stories.
Yes. You think it, you're led to believe it's the other way around and that they all mm-hmm. want to hear, like, love boat stories. But no, it's just Amy repeatedly telling them dumb stories about the Matthews family. And they're like, please let us leave.
Right. Like, why do they care? They literally could do that to anybody. They could have Feeny in there. Like, and why does Amy Feeny's care to share?
Right? Like, do you think, like, we get to hour five and they're like, you know what, do I hear the craziest thing? Like, at one time we had one daughter and then she went in her room for a long time and then she came out and she was a totally different girl. Right? That was crazy. Ridiculous. Like, we are never going to be able to leave here.
No. Yeah. This end scene was ridiculous. Yeah. It's just like, okay, whatever. No one knows who these Love Boat guys are at this point. So we've had enough.
What, like, right, in 2022, like, nobody knows the Love Boat guys?
No. And was this a two-day thing, or did they go from Jack and Eric's to hanging out with the Dean and then to the Matthews one night?
Let them leave. Let them go home.
This poor guy.
Overall, I liked this episode, though. Like, I didn't really care too much about, like, the Jack and Eric of it all. Like, it seems kind of silly and, you know, not super meaningful. But I like the forward momentum for Sean as a character and his arc and ultimately, like, him getting into college and all of that. And kind of, like, I always love the Sean and Feeny stuff. It doesn't come all the time. I feel like in the early seasons, it was much more Corey and Feeny. Mm-hmm. But more recently, we've gotten more Sean and Feeny content. And I like that, like, he needs someone else to work on, right? Like, Eric's in college now, so he needs another, like, prodigy. He needs another, you know, special project to work on. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, I think this is a decent episode.
Yeah, I like this season because y'all talked about it so far this season, about how, you know, the new sets, they're, you know, being able to be in college.
Yeah.
So we're getting that environment. I'm sad I missed Angela on this episode. I love her. So I'm looking forward to, you know, rewatching the rest of the season. I don't know how many times I've seen the entirety of Boy Meets World, mm-hmm. but it's too many at this point. But I love the show. So I feel like there are elements in every episode that I'm like, okay, I really like that. So this one was like, okay, I really like the learning moment from Sean, in that, you know, his future is important. Mm-hmm. The present is very important to his future. But yeah, solid episode.
I don't know why, for me, like, this was one of the most memorable episodes of the series, not the fraternity side of it, but I've been talking about, like, Sean, like, sitting in on philosophy class, like, since the beginning of our podcast, and it's, like, another one of those episode milestones where I'm like, I can't believe we've made it to this point. Like, I remember talking about this forever. And once again, I don't know why it sat with me for so long. Like, I don't remember, like, why this is, like, one of the main episodes that I remember from my childhood. Maybe that's just a, like, Disney Channel thing where they air this episode a lot. But yeah, like, Sean sitting in philosophy class always grabbed me. And I think it's because it's like, I don't know, to see Sean motivated and passionate about something. This is pre-poetry Sean.
Yeah.
So it's like there's not a lot that, like, Sean really gets, like, passionate for or shown, like, a lot of interest in. So, like, maybe that's why. But I'm glad that we're getting, like, a bigger thinker, because pretty soon, yeah, we're getting poetry Sean. We're getting poetry lover. Like, I found a book, a mysterious notebook, with my favorite poet in it, and I need to find who's the owner of this notebook, Sean. So that's happening real soon.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much for coming on, Asia. It's always a pleasure to have you on. What are you up to lately? What do you want to plug? Where can people find you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I think what y'all are doing is great with all the 90s stuff. I love y'all on this pod, specifically talking about Boy Meets World. So keep at it. Y'all are killing it.
Thank you.
You can find me lately podcasting about Married at First Sight. We are on season 14. It's in Boston. If you never checked it out, it is a show about people who meet at the altar and they go on this 8-week experiment being married to this new spouse, this person they've never met before. So I am podcasting with Jason Reed. We're having a great time so far this season. We just just finished all the weddings. I think we're, yeah, this week we'll be podcasting about episode 4. We're going to have Sarah Carradine on to talk, and I love always hearing her perspective. So wise. And so, yeah, if you've never checked it out, you can definitely go subscribe at robhasawebsite.com/MAFS feed and subscribe and just take a listen. Even if you don't watch the show, if you just want to hear how us talking about it, subscribe. And then, of course, you know, Celebrity Big Brother coming up. Be hopping in there a little bit.
There are rumors aplenty today. Right? We got some hits from Miss Julie Chamumvez. She's coming out with like blind items today.
Yes, she is. So that was fun guessing. So I can't wait to just, you know, watch that. It's always just such a quick hit, you know?
Yeah.
A few weeks. Just
it's a good run of Big Brother, I think. A couple of weeks. It's a nice one shot. It's like it's clean. It's not
satisfies the palate before we all wanted to drown ourselves.
Exactly.
Then you have Big Brother Canada coming up. I'll definitely be podcasting about that. So a lot of podcasting coming up. But yeah, everyone, if you want to hear what I'm up to, you can go follow me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia. It's AYSHA like ASIA.
Amazing. Yes. And Sarah, what do spelling. We have? Yes, the correct spelling. Yeah. And what do we have coming up, Sarah? So much going on.
Yeah, of course, we have our weekly Boy Meets World content and Dawson's Creek content. Next week, we're covering episodes 5 and 6 of season 5. And we are welcoming on Kevin Mahadeo. Ooh. And I'm really excited to have him on. And aside from that, we just covered the 2000 Sorry About It movie from Final Destination with Ariel. That was a lot of fun. Later this week, we are covering the 1994 movie Little Rascals with Melissa Denny.
Yes, I love Little Rascals. I went to high school with Kevin, or what's his name? His real name is Kevin, but on the movie he's Stymie.
Oh,
what? Yeah. I love Stymie with the hat.
Yes, he's so cute. Was so down to earth. We actually kind of like I didn't just know of him. We actually worked together because he was the drum major a few years ahead of me.
And so fun.
When I became drum major, I kind of like learned some ropes from him, how to be a good drum major. But yeah, so down. Oh, he went to my church too. So yeah, so down
that's
to earth.
So fun.
So cool.
Yes.
People love Little Rascals.
Mm-hmm. It's like, so good. That's why people love it.
The Little Rascals. So we're really, really excited to talk about the Little Rascals and welcome back Melissa, who we haven't spoken to since Mary Kay and Ashley March.
It's been
which is almost a year ago. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
So we got that going on. So catch us at Shit90sPod on Twitter and Instagram, www.shit90sPod.com. You can find me at Sarah Ferguson. That is S-A-R-A, not S-A-R-A-H. I hope that you all know that. And then aside from that, like Jessica and I have a podcast together on the Post Show Recap Network. We are covering the new HBO show The Gilded Age, which was super fun, right, Jess?
Yeah, the premiere just came out, so we're gonna have that. We have that coverage already out, as well as like a kickoff podcast and a little bit of Downton Abbey talk as well. Definitely go check out that podcast. We're having a lot of fun with it, and we're excited to watch episode 2 next Monday. So check us out there. You can also check me out on Community Building over at Post Show Recaps. I covered the show Community with Josh Wigler, and then of course we just wrapped up Yellow Jackets coverage. If you haven't watched that show yet, highly recommend it. It's over on Showtime, and that's also on Post Show Recaps. And you can catch me at the Jess Sterling on Twitter. I retweet everything I'm involved in as well there, so go check me out. We thank you all for listening. Thank you so much, Asia, for coming back. It's always such a fun time to have you on, so go check Asia out and everything she's talking about. Big Brother's coming up, so there's gonna be so much going on. But thank you all for listening. We will talk to you all next time. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Just ask. Shit90 shows taught me.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.